Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam Toya is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Good morning, Sam. I had hoped that we could talk this morning about the restaurant reopenings and how well things were going with the outdoor seating ideas and so forth. But unfortunately, we have to talk about what happened to so many restaurants over the weekend. What are you hearing?
So thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it, Bob. It's just devastating by what happened in our city, state, and nation over the past several days. As the peaceful protests resulting from the tragic death of George Floyd turned destructive and violent, the vandalism and looting adds more devastation and heartbreak to our industry that is, as you already know, Bob, is already in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's just, like I said, these are very, very turbulent times, and people are rightfully frustrated. We get that. It's always about the safety and health of our guests and team members at all times. But it really, really, a lot of restaurants got pretty devastated out here, especially in River North. We saw quite a few restaurants hit by protesters, but not just restaurants, right? We also saw Macy's, Nike, Walgreens, to name a few. But it was really in River North, right there around Clark and Grand Avenue, all those restaurants, they were all devastated.
Sam, I know you're in touch with those folks. Can they get help from insurance? Is there anything there?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously all the restaurateurs, up and down, LaSalle Street by Kinsey, a lot of restaurants got hit over there as well. I've been in contact with them. They are in contact with their insurance companies, their insurance agencies. Obviously, they called Board Up Service. So this is just the beginning of the process of dealing with insurance claims. But they have reached out to their insurance companies, and we'll see. I think that some of them definitely have coverage, but they didn't have coverage for COVID-19. So hopefully they have coverage for all the looting and protesting that went on this past weekend.
Sam, I know your family was involved in those great Leona's Italian restaurants for many years. I think it was your family that founded the chain back in around 1950. So you know how the business is, how much of a family business this is, and it's heartbreaking, isn't it, when something like this happens?
Oh, yes, Bob, absolutely. I mean, all restaurant owners, operators, back to my family, everybody that works for the, works for you is like family. You care about them. You care about your team members. You care about your guests. And in the restaurant industry, it runs on tight margins. 95 cents of every dollar that's taken in goes out the door, be it for labor costs, be it for product costs, be it for fixed costs. So it is a very tight margin, and people do it for the love. People in the restaurant industry, the owners, the operators, they love the industry. They love interacting with their guests. They love working with their team members. So this is just a devastating time for the restaurant hospitality industry.
I heard you talk about something like 25,000 restaurants in the States, 7,500 in Chicago. The National Restaurant Association is saying maybe 25% won't reopen. Is that still the number that you're hearing?
Yes, yes. I mean, we were thinking 20% at the, around mid-May, end of May. So definitely can go up to 25%. We thought we were going to be moving into phase three here in the city this Wednesday. Again, everything's going hour to hour. So I don't know if we're ready to, I don't know if restaurateurs are even ready to, especially in the city, open this Wednesday. So the longer we keep going without restaurants operating, the harder it is going to be for restaurants to open. Again, all restaurant owners and operators always care about the health and safety of their guests and team members at all times. But the restaurant model was never put together to go anywhere from 10 to 11 weeks with no sales, or 10 to 11 weeks with only 20 to 30% of the sales you had the year previously. Again, it's an industry of very tight margins, 3 to 5%.
I was driving around over the weekend and saw many, restaurants, very busy, the outdoor dining. And what did you hear? How did it go over the weekend, aside from this terrible, terrible rioting?
Well, obviously, Friday night, Friday night was really good. We heard from a lot of restaurants in the suburbs. Many restaurants expanded their sidewalks and dining areas by taking and barricading a portion of the street, parking area. Everyone was, like I said, it was definitely a step in the right direction. It was not a solution for every restaurant in the Chicago area and in the state, but it was definitely a step in the right direction. People felt good. You felt people feeling positive. There was plenty of smiles. Everyone was happy to get out. And then we had this tragedy that happened on Saturday night.
So where do we go from here, Sam? What are you hearing from all the restaurant owners that you're in contact with as far as moving ahead with plans? And then what happens after we get through this summer season when you can't be outside anymore?
Well, hopefully the data, the metrics keep showing that COVID-19 keeps flattening and we can move into the next phase, as the governor said. And then we move into the next phase, then we can see limited seating in the dining rooms and keep moving through the phases as long as we keep, seeing the metrics showing COVID-19 flattening. And we keep moving along. Again, everyone's thoughts are on what happened this weekend and making sure that, the safety of their team members and guests when they do open up again, because we did see the looting go all the way out into the suburbs as well. So restaurant owners and operators right now are concerned about the health and safety of their team members and guests and just want to take this hour by hour to see what we do. But at the same time, hopefully COVID-19 keeps flattening and we can keep moving into the next phases and opening our dining rooms as well.
I know I've heard you say, or I read somewhere in an interview you did, that the worst thing that would happen is to come out of the pandemic, then have to go back into shelter in place, and that would just kill the industry, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why, again, we always want to hear what the scientists and doctors have to say. We want to see what the data is telling us, because if we go, we open the economy and then we have to go back into shelter in place, that would be the death of a lot of people in the hospitality restaurant industry. So we want to do this right. But once again, as I told you, restaurant models are tight margins. 95 cents of every dollar that comes in goes out for product costs, labor costs, fixed costs. So, we were never ready for 10 to 12 weeks of no sales or very low sales of 20 to 30% of sales we were seeing a year before.
Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, thanks for your time this morning. I hope we can talk to you soon and talk about more positive things.
Yeah, we'll beat this. We'll beat this virus. We'll get through what happened this past weekend. Restaurant owners, operators, a resilient group. We'll beat this. We're looking forward to serving our customers that great experience they only can get here in the Chicago area, the culinary capital of the United States. We'll stay there. So let's stay strong. Thanks.
That's a good one. I'll second that. Thank you, Sam. Have a good day.
You too.